Hey everybody, I'm DJ, and this is Thor, and this is Proverbs Every Day, episode 260. We're going through Proverbs 16 in the common, I did it again, in the complete Jewish Bible. Oh, why don't I quit while I had? Just as for the record, we're going to pray at the end today instead of the beginning. So we will pray, but we're going to be at the end right after this. Yes, indeed. Complete Jewish Bible. I just realized at the, I hope these links are going to be working. What's basically happening here is that I need to schedule a bunch of these in advance. And so I'm not 100% the links are always the day, but if you go into the description of the video, you'll see it. Now, what I'm doing is from this point forward, this little QR code right here will just take you to the Bible Gateway and the Book of Proverbs in the translation that I'm in. But I've realized recently that a lot of you watch these videos after the fact, so the QR code doesn't always work consistently. It's always the same QR code, but the link behind it changes every now and then, if that makes sense. I don't know how it's some sort of magic on the back end, but that's what's been going on. So we're just making changes as we go along here. We're making this improved as we go. I'm sure there's going to be a point in the very near future where I'm going to just not do the QR code at all and just keep it simple. But until that day, we're just trying to make it as easy for you as possible to get to reading along with us. And I haven't made the decision yet, but I might go ahead and do some live readings from where I am on Sunday, which is in Orlando, Florida, for the John Maxwell event that I'll be at, which, you know, it's always weird to talk about things in future tense because I'm recording it beforehand, but it's actually going on. Let's not just go there. Anyway, talk a little bit about that, I will talk about that more at the end of the video today, but let's dive into our reading in Proverbs 16. A person is responsible to prepare his heart, but how the tongue speaks is from Adonai. This is a different perspective. I like this. A person is responsible to prepare his heart, but how the tongue speaks is from Adonai. In other words, that could be twisted, I'm sure, but basically what this is saying is that, I, for example, will prepare, but what actually comes out is God speaking. I am a firm believer that Holy Spirit interprets. And even when my intention is to say words, those come out differently than I intend, because it's that preparation that matters. You know, I prepare my heart first, and then the rest comes out. And whatever God's needing to say to your life, that's what's going to come out. You know, I don't have anything to do with that. It's not that DJ is some psychic or, you know, that's just not a thing. So if there's words that ring true with you, I guarantee you I cannot take credit for that. But it takes that responsibility to prepare the heart. I like that a lot. All a man's ways are pure in his own view, but Adonai weighs the spirit. Talked about that one before, haven't we? If you entrust all you do to Adonai, your plans will achieve success. If you entrust all you do not just a few things, not just your Sunday activities, your work, your daily life, your marriage, the lives of your pets, whatever it is, all that you do, you entrust to God, to Adonai. That's how you achieve success. Verse 4. Adonai made everything for its purpose, even the wicked for the day of disaster. It's hard to think about God having created people knowing full well that they would be evil. But yeah, everything has its purpose, I suppose. And it's a mystery to us. That's why it's important to entrust all you do to God. By the way, Adonai detests all those with proud hearts. Be assured that they will not go unpunished. Mm-hmm. Grace and truth atone for iniquity, and people turn from evil through fear of Adonai. When a man's ways please Adonai, he makes even the man's enemies be at peace with him. Better a little with righteousness than a huge income with injustice. See more of those contrasts. A person may plan his path, but Adonai directs his steps. So again, we're seeing kind of another part to this. The person may plan, but Adonai directs his steps. Now, that means whether you are successful or you stumble, by the way. Your plans have nothing to do with the result, but it's still important to plan. It just, we saw that in the very first verse today, that preparation of the heart is still important. And so it's still important to plan, but don't just assume that just because you planned it, that it's going to work. If God is not in your plans, then good luck. Verse 10, divine inspiration is on the lips of the king. So his mouth must be fruitful. So his mouth must be faithful when he judges. That's more of a burden than we're making it out to be, I think. Yeah, I'm going to avoid any kind of correlation to current days on this one. The balance and scales of justice have their origin in Adonai. All the weights in the bag are his doing. Hey, I need to remind myself to make a song about gravity. Let me explain this a little bit. I know there's a lot of you that are newer to viewing this every day. I see that in the numbers, which is just amazing to me, by the way. So thank you for all of you that have shared this and discovered this and subscribed. But I talk about this almost every time because it's really fascinating to me that God created wisdom before he created the world. So that means that even gravity is subject to wisdom. So when we say all the weights in the bag are his doing, and the balance and scales of justice have their origin in Adonai, what we mean here is that gravity is there to serve God. And so justice is there. It was all designed to serve wisdom, which is just awesome. It's not just random. It's just not, well, whatever God decides today. No, it's that we have this fairness set up in advance. you know, this is not just random occurrence or whoever gains the most favor today. No, this is a system that he's set up. It really is amazing when you really boil it down. We don't have to play games of favorites. We don't have to play these little games of did I atone the right way? Did I say the right words? Did I click my heels 3 times or whatever? You know, it's be fair and you'll be treated fairly. Treat others fairly and you'll be treated fairly. It's all science, baby. True science, not pseudoscience that we see today. It's true science. It's true physics. It's true truth. It's an amazing thing. So anyway, I geek out about it. By this point, people know, and they just are just smile and nod most of the time. But hopefully that it helps you understand the way the world works a little bit. Verse 12, it is an abomination for a king to do evil, for the throne is made secure by righteousness. The king should delight in righteous lips, and he should love someone who speaks what is right. It's important to remember that this is a father who is a king speaking to a son who will be king. But there's truth in these in-betweens here that we need to be holding up for our leaders. And as we'll talk about this more at the end, like I promised today, but there's a lot of things that I'm wanting to do to hold up leaders more than anything right now. And this is part of that, is that responsibility is heavy, and we need to treat it as such. Verse 14, the king's anger is a herald of death, and one who is wise will appease it. When the king's face brightens, it means life. His favor is like the clouds that bring spring rain. How much better than gold it is to gain wisdom. Yes, rather than money, choose to gain understanding. In a world that is obsessed with what you have and do not have, worry more about wisdom. Worry about more understanding. Avoiding evil is the highway of the upright. He who watches his step preserves his life. Pride goes before destruction, and arrogance before failure. So, better to be humble among the poor than to share the spoil with the proud. He who has skill in a matter will succeed. Who trusts Adonai will be happy. He who trusts in Adonai will be happy. We get success and happiness twisted a lot. It's possible to have both, but your priorities have to be in the right places. If your skill in a matter makes you happy, is that in the right place? A wise-hearted person is said to have discernment, and sweetness of speech adds to learning. So, it's okay to have my sultry radio voice. Couldn't do it without this guy. It's important. Verse 22. Common sense is a fountain of life to one who has it, whereas fools are punished by their own folly. Sorry, I'm still laughing at that. And again, don't miss the difference between a fountain of life here and being punished. It really is. What this is saying is it's not hard here. And honestly, this is what really does just fascinate and frustrate me about what I see in modern society. Now, granted, it's also important to realize that we know that the wise basically keep it to themselves, that they're not going out and spouting how wise they are. We know this. We're instructed to do this. The problem is the fools are so loud these days. Just the sheer volume. I mean, when you kind of like remove the filters, go like a, when you view social media without having been signed into it, when you don't have an account that you're looking at and you're seeing just the public stuff that's not being filtered for you. Just, it is utterly just appalling to me just to see how just common sense just doesn't seem to exist. And it's easy to despair in that, to think, well, okay, well, I guess the world is gone. It's doing its thing now. And you know, it's doomed, right? And there's more of them than there are of us. Well, common sense is more common than you might think. And just because common sense is not very loud about it doesn't mean it's not more common. And so my encouragement to you is to realize that there are the wise out there. And we just need to continue growing in that and investing in ourselves in that and not worry that we're in the minority, because the truth is we're not. You know, that there might not appear to be. And they may just be completely drunk on power at times with how much they think that they are in control. But fools are punished by their own folly. It will happen. And I think in some cases it's already happening. I'm seeing some of that going on right now, where the tables are turning on a lot of people that are that were kind of drunk in their own influence, let's say. And, you know, it's a thing you're seeing. So it's not us doing it. It's not even God necessarily doing it. It's just the system that we're part of that's balancing itself out, because that's what justice does. So just keep that in mind, that we're not a minority, but we still need to encourage each other. It's important. Verse 23, a wise man's heart teaches his mouth, and his lips, and to his lips it adds learning. The wise man's heart teaches its mouth, or his mouth, sorry. The wise man's heart teaches his mouth, and to his lips it adds learning. I don't know why that was so hard to read. We're talking about the heart. And adds learning to his lips. Learning to the lips teaches his mouth. What is the wise man's heart doing that? Wow. English is fun. Verse 24, pleasant words are like a honeycomb, sweet to the taste and healing for the body. Verse 25, there can be a way which seems right to a person, but at its end are the ways of death. We've seen that a few times, haven't we? Like that verse, Oh, my apologies. Whew, somebody wants my attention. Goodness gracious. So yeah, it's a pretty common saying. And it's sometimes it is seems right, and sometimes it is right. But some of those ways are the ways of death. And we need to be careful to be diligent and preparing. Verse 26, a working man's appetite acts on his behalf because his hunger presses him on. And this is true. This has been true in my life a lot, where it is one of those things where it's like, oh, hey, there's no more money. I should probably go out and work some. It's just true. A worthless person digs up evil gossip. It's like scorching fire on his lips. A deceitful person stirs up strife, and a slanderer can separate even close friends. Yeah, gossip is evil. And if you've been with me a while, you know how utterly frustrated I get when people try to justify gossip by saying things like, oh, pray for Susan. Oh, pray for Eric. He's just going through a rough time. I'm making up names. Gossip is still gossip, and it's still evil. And if you try and dress it up, yeah, let it go. I'm gonna let it go. A violent man lures his neighbor away and leads him into evil ways. One who winks knowingly is planning deceit. One who pinches his lips together already has done wrong. The signs are there. White hair is a crown of honor obtained by righteous living. He who controls his temper is better than a war hero. He who rules his spirit better than he who conquers a city. And again, we see one can cast lots into one's lap, but the decision comes from Adonai. And other versions we've referenced, we see that this is actually a reference to if somebody's stuck with a decision, you basically just cast the lots and let gravity decide it, basically. And that becomes just as valid. Now, if it's just using that as your sole decision-making, that's not what this says. It's more of just if you're stuck between two different things and you can't make up your mind, you know, a roll of the dice, you know, just assign it and then just go. Just go. Which brings me to what I promised to talk about today. So the what's going on is I am in, as you're viewing this, I am in Orlando, Florida, and at the John Maxwell event. And there is a new chapter of my life that is starting. On Tuesday, I will be going in for a certification as a certified John Maxwell coach, speaker, and trainer. And so it is, in a way, it's just a feather in the cap. But for me, it's something more than that. I mentioned that I believe that leaders are in great need of being built up. And so there is a couple different things that I'm seeing with this. I've talked before about the parable of talents and how that's kind of been forming some things in my life and how a lot of doors are really very much closing for me. And that's probably a good thing. You know, I've been trying to keep them wedged open just in case. And it really does appear that these doors are closing and it's time for me to move on and discover a new way of doing things. And so what my focus is mostly going to be from a spiritual aspect is on encouraging leaders to be good stewards so they can be people that are guiding others to living in their talents while they do the same, and to be responsible for others succeeding and by solid leadership. And it's my belief that John Maxwell came into my life many years ago. And so it is my belief that this is a good framework for me to be working within. And it's nice because I don't have to worry about coming up with my own material. There's a lot of stuff that I can be licensed to use that is I can do as a certified team member from John Maxwell's team. So it's a great opportunity, and that is all good in and of itself. Where the prayer thing comes in is what I'm going to do today is instead of specifically praying for you, what I'm going to do is just put on some background music, and I'm going to ask you to take a moment to pray for me. I know it's a little unweird, very much a weird thing to do on YouTube, I know, but I'm going to ask for that. And the reason is that it is hard to describe sometimes, but I do apologize. It is actually very difficult to describe. I know how things are. His games aren't that original. And so I know that there will be some attacks coming my way. I know that there's going to be doubts coming my way. I know there's going to be those words of, you're not worthy. That, you know, you're not, you don't deserve this. No one's going to listen to you. You know, what are you even doing here? Why are you even bothering? You know, those words are going to come at me. And there'll even be circumstances that try to prove that. And so I'm going to ask you to pray for my diligence. I'm going to ask you to pray that I'm reminded that this is the path. This is the way that God has put before me. And it is clear for a reason. And that just because it's kind of easy for me doesn't mean that that's not a call to be appropriately challenging of myself. There's some things that I need to get over, and there's some things that I need to learn to master. and a lot of them are in those times where it's time to, you know, get paid. and that's a difficult thing for me, believe it or not. So that's something I'm asking for prayers that I would remain encouraged and bold, that I would remain vigilant, and that even among people that are, you know, ahead of where I am or behind where I am through this whole weekend and the days to come, that I am continuing to be encouraged and reject the words of the enemy trying to throw at me. So if you would, just take a moment and pray for that, and then I'll close this out today. I appreciate you, and yeah, I know there's great things coming. I really do. And with this, what we're doing here, this is just the beginning. And I feel increasingly boldened by a lot of your encouraging words and your suggestions, and I encourage you to keep them coming. Is it scary? You bet. It has its own series of, you know, worrying about doing the wrong thing or putting the efforts into the wrong thing. That it comes with this naturally. But I do really thank you all for being so encouraging and for spreading the word. It's not like growing like super rapidly, but I never really, I guess, expected that to be a thing. So I do appreciate and love that you guys are so willing to share what we're doing here, and that it's not just me. I do really like that, and so we are seeing the fruits of it, and I am encouraged. So hopefully you are encouraged as well. So today, be blessed by the best, then go be a blessing all the rest. Love you guys, and we'll see you once again tomorrow.